Welcome to lesson 74 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. Now, Jerry, how did you go with On Tahar Jack Walsh?
Actually, Tony, I found it pretty easy to learn and play. It's a lovely tune. I believe today's tune is a good compliment for it.
It is. And it's another jig called The Boys of the Town. And I often play the two together. By the way, there's at least one other jig known as The Boys of the Town, which starts on a high G. That is the third fret of the first string. But this one is The Boys of the Town starting on a middle G, the open third string. The two tunes are very different and in no way related.
And another great example of how traditional Irish music can confuse us all. Tony, why do you play this tune with On Tahar Jack Walsh?
There are no formulae or rules for playing tunes in sets. Selecting tunes for sets falls into the realm of artistic license. Now, for me personally, I have a tendency to choose tunes with a bit of contrast. But at the end of the day, the only rule for picking tunes to play in sets is that they go well together. In this particular tune, the effect that you get when leaving On Tahar Jack Walsh into Boys of the Town is made particularly effective by the first bar of the second tune. So it's important to get off to a strong start on that second tune. Now also, you can add a G chord in the sixth bar between the E minor and the C. And note that the first note of a tune, in this case a D pickup note or anacrusis bar, does not count as a bar. And in fact, you may wish to omit the anacrusis bar entirely. Now, if you did that, there'd be a slight, not a pause, but a slight break between the two tunes. And that can be very effective as well. Now, note that the last two bars in part A of the tune are identical to the last two bars in part B in both the first and second time endings. Incidentally, when writing out the tablature, as a general rule, I only use first and second time endings in an eight bar section if they are no longer than four bars. If the endings of five or more bars, then most of the time I would just use a 16 bar section without repeats rather than two first and second time endings of five or more bars. It just looks a little bit messy, particularly in this age of copying and pasting. Now, I used to write all my music out with a music pen, a musical fountain pen, and doing so manually meant that a lot of time could be saved using first and second time endings. But nowadays, of course, you just paste and copy, so the time factor is not really relevant. And in fact, you know, that applies to a lot of written music, what nowadays is typed music. A lot of the formats that we use in typing music came from the days when we used to have to write it out by hand. So, you know, things like repeat bars saved an enormous amount of time. Now, the only point in this tune where you need to move out of the first position is for the six notes near the start of the second time ending, and all of them on the first string. In this particular bar, I use the first finger for G on the third fret, the fourth finger for the two B notes on the seventh fret, and I use the first finger for the F sharp on the second fret, and the fourth finger for the A note on the fifth fret. So I'm using the first finger on the G and the F sharp.
I found that very tricky.
And so did I, Jerry. And do you know what I did?
What did you do, Tony?
I practiced it so much until I found it not very tricky.
Okay. So before we finish up, a reminder to listeners that they can buy Book 5 for $9 US and download it immediately in PDF format at irishguitarpod.com. It contains lessons 73 to 90 with the sheet music, fingering and chords. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, so let's listen to the tune at a slow pace and then the regular pace. And then after that, I'll play both tunes on the banjo twice through as part of a set.
Lovely.